Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 26, verse 57. Matthew 26, verse 57. Then those who had seized Jesus led him to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered. And Peter was following him at a distance as far as the courtyard of the high priest, and going inside he sat with the guards to see the end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony against Jesus that they might put him to death, but they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At least two came forward and said, "This man said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days.'" And the high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But Jesus remained silent, and the high priest said to him, "I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You have said so. But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robe and said, "He has uttered blasphemy. What further witnesses do we need? You have now heard the blasphemy. What is your judgment?" They answered, "He deserves death." Then they spit in his face and struck him, and some slapped him, saying, "Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is it that struck you?" Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. And a servant girl came up to him and said, "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you mean." And when he went out to the entrance, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly you too are one of them, for your accent betrays you." Then he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know the man." And immediately the rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the saying of Jesus, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times." And he went out and wept bitterly. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him to Pilate, the governor. Then when Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." They said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." And throwing down the pieces of silver into the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is blood money." So they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. Therefore that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me." Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?" For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." In yesterday's reading, we had the institution of the Lord's Supper. We had Jesus telling Peter that he was going to deny him 3 times, even though Peter vehemently said, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny with you." We had Jesus praying in the garden, and we had Judas betraying Jesus at the garden. So at this point, Jesus has been taken before the council, And there's a couple of interesting things that Matthew reveals to us about him being taken before the council. One is, verse 59, the chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony. Here they were, the leaders of the people, religious leaders of the people, and they are seeking false testimony. So again, religious leaders, yet they are enticing people to break the ninth commandment, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. That tells us a lot about not only their character, but the whole motivations behind all of this situation, from them earlier trying to entrap him to now arresting him and looking for this testimony. And what testimony does Matthew record that was used against Jesus? That he would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. I want you to kind of file that in your mind because we're going to come back to that thought at the crucifixion and death of Jesus. So remember that they used rebuilding the temple in 3 days as one of their accusations against him. And so they began asking him, "Tell us if you're the Christ." And the only reason they're asking that question is not out of genuine interest, not out of, "Well, we would believe in you then," but because they wanted to accuse him of blasphemy, and that's exactly what they do. And Jesus knows this. There is nothing that is going on here that he is not allowing to happen. We already saw that in the garden. And then they begin to mistreat him and mock him. And then we have Peter denying Jesus. That which he said he would not do, that he would die with Jesus. But now he's overcome with fear. He's seeing what's happening to Jesus, and he does not want to be pulled into it, and so now he is denying that he is one of them until the rooster finally crows. He remembers what Jesus said, and he regrets it. He goes out and weeps bitterly. Then Jesus is taken to Pilate, and then we switch over to Judas. If only Judas had gone out and wept bitterly, maybe he could have had more of an outcome like Peter and continued to be a disciple, versus killing himself. But he changes his mind. He regrets his actions. He comes and he throws the 30 pieces of silver back to the chief priests. They don't want it. They don't want it. It's blood money by their own words. And again, religious leaders, he says, "I have sinned." They should have been willing to help one of their brethren with sin, but instead they're saying, "Deal with it yourself." And so he hangs himself, and they use the money to fulfill the prophecy, purchasing the potter's field, which would be called a field of blood. Jesus is then before Pilate. These accusations are being made. I don't know how much time is spent making these accusations, but Pilate is amazed that he does not answer them. Again, remember, Jesus is submitting to all of this, but nothing is happening without him allowing it to happen. But Pilate knows what's going on. He knows that they're just bearing false witness against him. He does not want to condemn Jesus. Even his wife sends word to him and calls him a righteous man. Don't have anything to do with this. And so Pilate, the politician that he is, devises a way for him to get out of it. And he thinks, well, Barabbas, who is an insurrectionist, a murderer, certainly they would not want to release him back into society. So he thinks, "I'll give them the option of releasing Jesus or Barabbas, and surely they would say Jesus so I can be done with this." But that's not what happens. These people have been stirred up into a mob. They have been prompted to say this, and they say, "Crucify Jesus," and they call for it all the more. Remember in Acts chapter 2 when Peter tells the crowd there, "This man whom you crucified, God has made both Lord and Christ," and they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" This is another regrettable action in the heat of the moment. That concludes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.